I'd like to say hello to everybody. We're glad to be here again tonight and glad to feel the enthusiasm of the Christian people, the children of the resurrection. Don't you feel alive? I feel alive. I can feel the Holy Ghost going up and down my spinal cord. I can feel Him moving around in my heart. And I can feel that wonderful quickening. The Bible says, if this Spirit be in you that raised up Christ from the dead, He shall by this Spirit, His Spirit, quicken your mortal body. So that we should be able to feel the quickening of the Spirit tonight. I noticed that some of our singers were singing here in the choir. All of a sudden, some of them begin to feel that wonderful quickening Spirit of Almighty God. They could feel that quickening. That's what we should be able to feel here tonight, because we're children of the resurrection. Don't you feel resurrected tonight? Jesus stood in the midst of the candlesticks. He declared, I once was dead, but now I am alive forevermore. Folks, the Bible teaches that they that live in trespasses and sin, they are dead while they live. I can say with Jesus, as to trespasses and sin, I once was dead, but now I'm alive forevermore. I passed from death into life, and the Bible said we shall never come into condemnation because we cannot sin against God. And because we cannot sin against God, then we cannot die. We cannot die. He that is born of God, the Bible said he cannot sin, because the seed of God remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. We go to the Lord many times and we say, Heavenly Father, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. They said, Lord, teach us to pray. He said, pray, Father, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. But when it comes to sinning, the Bible teaches the angel said to Daniel, and Messiah shall come. 500 years later, he came. Messiah shall come, and he shall make an end of sin. And so then when Jesus came, he made an end of sin, and he gave his blood to take away the sins of the world. So tonight, we are free from sin and transgression. And where these things are, the Bible teaches there is no conscience of sin. We not only are born of God and keep ourselves that the evil one toucheth us not, but there is no conscience of sin within us. We're not even conscious of sin anymore. Sin is completely gone. It's eradicated. And the Bible said, where these things are, there is now therefore no more condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, for they pass from death unto life and shall never come into condemnation. For these are free of condemnation. For the Bible said, you're not walking in the flesh, but ye are in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of Christ is within you. If you have not His Spirit, then you're none of His. But the Bible teaches that we have His Spirit, and that we are not in the flesh. We are not in the flesh. We are not in the flesh. For God has chosen us out of the flesh and hid us with Christ in God, whom the heavens have received until the restoring of the restitution, the coming of the millennium, or the restoring of all things. And so then ye that are in the flesh, ye are in the world. And if you're in the flesh, you cannot please God. All right, you can be seated. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to keep you standing so long. I'm looking forward to leaving the Filipino people to leave with them a blessing from God. He said that whoever I bless would be blessed and whoever I curse would be cursed. And it has proven to be that way throughout the years, wherever we've went. God has blessed. And wherever we've been received, God has greatly blessed. And in the places we've not been received, sad to say, it has been a very sad situation after that we departed. But we come here in the name of the Lord. We come here to love you, to leave a blessing upon you. And you have been a wonderful people. And we're trusting that the Word of God will be received abundantly among you, that you may receive this wonderful Word of God, this wonderful truth of God, that when we leave the Filipino islands, that we may look back and say, oh God, bless this people with a great and a mighty blessing of the outpouring of your Spirit. Hallelujah. God bless you tonight. We love you. We appreciate the attitude and spirit that you have toward the wonderful Word of God and toward those that are trying to do something for Christ. All right. We're thankful tonight to be here with you. I want to read just a little bit to you tonight from over in, see if we can find our place here, over in the book of Hebrews. Reading in the book of Hebrews, down in the 9th verse, thou hast loved righteousness and hast, let me get to where I can see this a little better right here. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. God spoke of this in the book of Psalms. Then he speaks of it here in the book of Hebrews. And he says, because thou hast loved righteousness, meekness, and truth, God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Remember, you being Christians have been anointed with the oil of gladness above your fellows. You are not like the world. You are not like the people of the world. You are a different people. You have been anointed with the oil of gladness above your fellows. You are different from the world. I know when I say these things, a lot of times people kind of drop, you know, and they begin to wonder what Brother Pike is saying. And it's hard for them to believe. But remember, if I tell you the word, you must believe the word. Because you are saved not by what Brother Pike says. You're not saved by what some other preacher says. You're not saved by what some sect of religion says. You're not saved by what mother has taught you or father has taught you or some priest have taught you. You are saved by one thing, beloved friend. And that one thing is the Word of God. Having faith in the Word of God. He that God sendeth will speak God's Word. You know, we had an unusual experience not too long ago. Remember, a person can go all of their life and have the greatest kind of confidence that they've been taught the Word of God. And then all of a sudden find out that they haven't been taught the Word of God. Not too long ago, we had a priest, a Catholic priest. He came to see me. He had been passing this way for numbers of years. And all of a sudden, he decided that he was going to call on me. He was an aged priest, a priest for many, many years, very outstanding in the Catholic Church. And this Catholic priest was a very learned man, one of the most learned men I have ever talked to in my life. He had studied in Rome, had studied in New York, and had been in the priesthood for many years. So then he began to talk with me. I listened at him discuss a few things. I let him say the things that was on his heart. Then when he finished, I said, sir, I said, could I ask you a question? He said, yes. I said, do you believe in the Roman Catholic Church? Yes. For many years he had been in it. With the word Catholic means universal, a universal church. So, I said, sir, I said, do you believe that Peter was the first pope? He said, I do. I said, you and the church believe that Peter was the first pope? He said, certainly. I said, and the others are Peter's successors. He said, that's right. I said, well, sir, I would like to ask you one more question. He said, what is it? I said, why is it that the great Catholic Church has so far from the teachings of Almighty God and the first Pope. I said, Peter said, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you'll receive the Holy Ghost. For the gift is unto you and unto your children, and to as many as be afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise God. He looked at me so dumbfounded he could hardly speak. I said, explain it to me, please, sir. He said, Brother Pike, he said, lo and behold, I'm made to know after all these many years that the entire Catholic Church is in error and that they strayed from the teachings of the first papacy. And he said, will you take me and baptize me in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin? I took him down and baptized him in the name of Jesus Christ. And the last thing that I knew of him, he was confronting priests all over the nation and over in Canada having confrontations and telling them that they were in error because they left the teachings of the foundation of the church. Let's give the Lord a hand. You love the Lord? Somebody say hallelujah. I was talking to one of the great Jewish people that had gone through the Holocaust. And you know, they don't believe in anything except about four or five books of the Old Testament in the Torah. I was talking to him about the Lord. I tried to talk to him about Jesus. He wouldn't listen at me at all. He wouldn't have anything to do with Jesus because they don't even believe that Jesus was the Messiah. And I talked to him a little bit, and the Lord spoke to my heart. I said, sir, I said, let's go back to the Old Testament. I said, you believe in Moses? He said, I believe in Moses. I said, let's talk about the wonderful things that God did through Moses, and you and I can have conversation. He said, that's fine. So we talked about Moses, the great, wonderful Moses, and how that God mightily used Moses and the many great things that God did through Moses, and how that God said, I made Moses God to the people. So I talked to him, and after a while, when we were completely swallowed up in conversation, I said, sir, can I ask you a question? He said, sure. I said, I'd like for you to explain something to me. He said, all right. I said, Moses, the great leader of the Jewish people. I said, he said, and it shall come to pass that God shall raise up a prophet like unto myself. And it shall come to pass that whosoever faileth to you, that prophet shall be cut off from among the people. I said, could you tell me who it is? He sat dumbfounded. And he looked at me and he didn't know what to say. And after a bit, I said, sir, let me tell you who it is. I said, his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. And everyone that failed to call on that name or hear him shall be cut off from among the people. Did you know that he was so moved that he took a tract that I had written and was ready to have that tract translated into Hebrew for me that taught being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin? I was in Jerusalem not too long ago, and I was talking to a rabbi, and this rabbi was over at the Solomon Hotel, and this rabbi was talking to me, and he and I had quite a discussion, and I won't go into all the things, but just a few things that were said while we were there in the hotel. I was talking to him, and he let me know straightway that we wasn't to talk about Jesus as the Messiah. Nothing to do with Jesus whatsoever. So, when you would go to talk to him about anything, he was at a complete loss. Because there was no Bible history that you could go to as concerning the Messiahship that he would believe. There was nothing that he would accept as to Jesus being the Messiah. So then I talked to him and I went to the Old Testament, to the Torah. I asked him a few questions and he became very evasive. And he would go to answer me. And I would say something to him, and he would begin to answer me again. And finally we got down to a tight place, and I said, sir, I said, could you tell me something? Being a rabbi, I said, in this day that we're living in. I said, what do you people, you Jewish people, what do you do to get remission of sin? He said, we go to God and we ask God. I said, Rabbi, I said, you know that's wrong. I said, even in your Torah, it's taught there's no remission of sin without the shedding of blood. I said, you need to go back and read your Bible and learn your Bible. I said, let me tell you something. Jesus Christ shed his sin, his blood for the sins of the world. I said, and unless you call on the name of the Lord and unless you're washed in that blood, you'll never have forgiveness of sin. Never have forgiveness of sin. He come up out of his chair like that. And I'll tell you, he was burning like a flame. And he began to say things, and the more he said, the more mixed up he got. Because I told him, I said, you don't even know your Bible. I said, you don't even know your Bible. You need to go and learn that there has to be the shedding of blood for the remission of sin. Even Moses said you have to shed blood for the remission of sin. And there is no remission of sin without the shedding of blood. So then tonight, we are the anointed people. We are the people that are raised up above all people. We understand where we've been. We understand where we're at. And we understand where we're going, and the rest of the world is mixed up. I've been all over the world, and they're mixed up, and they don't know where they're coming from. They don't know where they're at, and they don't know where they're going. But, beloved friend, tonight, we know where we come from, we know where we're at, and we know where we're going. Let's give the Lord a hand. There is no mistake about it. Faith in the name of Jesus Christ will save you from your sins. And the Bible said, it shall come to pass that whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And the Bible said, if you fail to call upon the name of the Lord and believe in the name of the Lord, ye shall be damned. And he said, all generations. And the Bible said, all nations that forget God shall be turned into hell. And he said, beware ye that forget God, lest I tear you into pieces. So then we know tonight that God is for us. And the Bible said, if God be for us, then who can be against us? So then God has anointed us. The Bible says, because you love truth, because you love righteousness, because you love meekness, God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Listen now, I know that this would be questioned, but I want you to stop and think. Jesus, on one occasion, he was talking to the Pharisees, and he says, whose son is the Son of Man? They were looking for the Messiah to come. And they said, the son of David. He said, how is it then that David in the Spirit said, the Lord said unto my Lord, set ye on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. If he be then the son of David, why did David call him Lord? And the Bible said they didn't ask Jesus any more questions. They couldn't answer those questions. And then Jesus, I remind you as I did the first night that I was here, Jesus speaking to them said, why do you want to harm me? They wanted to kill him, and they finally succeeded in killing him. But he said, why do you want to kill me? Said, for what good work have I done that you would like to stone me to death? I've opened the ears of the deaf and the eyes of the blind, and I've made the lame to walk. Said, now for what good work would you like to stone me to death? And they said, for a good work? We don't want to stone you to death. But said, seeing that you are a man, and you make yourself God, for this we stone you to death. And when he spoke of forgiving sins, they said, you blaspheme. But said, you being a man, make yourself God. He said, is it not written in the scriptures that I have called ye gods? I have called ye gods. I went back and checked the scripture. In the scripture, in the book of Psalms, it says, and ye are gods. Ye are gods. I said the other night, what is a god? A god is something that cannot die. Remember that. A god is something that lives on from generation to generation. Something that cannot die. He said, is it not written in the scriptures that I called ye gods? If then they to whom the scriptures have come, If it is thus said that they are gods, why then, he said, do you say that I blaspheme because I say that I am the Son of God? So then, it is written in the Bible, in the Old Testament teaching, it is written that ye are gods, but ye shall die like men because of your unbelief, because of your lack of knowledge as to apply yourself to know the Word of God. So then he said, ye shall die like men. But why should we die like men? We've conquered death through Christ. For the Bible said, himself hath bare our infirmities on the tree. And the Bible said that he was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. How many of you believe that death is the work of the devil? Folks, let me tell you, death is not a friend of God. The Bible said God hath no pleasure in death. A lot of people act like death is a relative or some special thing to God. But God doesn't have to do with death. Why do we get the idea that God has to do with death? God hates death. God doesn't even have death in a pleasure in the death of the wicked. See, God hates death. And remember this, death didn't come by God. You brought death. I brought death. People brought death. The Bible said, and death never came by God, it came by man. It was when Eve disobeyed God and would not listen to the word of God. That was when death came. And from that time on, death has been here, and in Adam all die. I said in Adam all die, but in Christ, all are made alive. Remember that, all are made alive in Christ. Tonight, you might have been dead in trespasses and sin, but beloved friend, tonight, you can live and be alive forevermore. Death is abolished. It's gone. It's swallowed up in victory. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith in God. How faith in God? Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Come on, folks! Let me hear you say amen tonight. Lift your hands up and let's love the Lord. Can you do that tonight? Where is death? It's swallowed up in victory. Death is gone tonight. And you are children of the resurrection. God is wanting to bless you tonight. God is wanting to do something for you tonight. God is wanting to heal you tonight. Sickness is the work of the devil. And the Bible said Jesus was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. So then tonight he's here to destroy the works of the devil. Can you say amen? I want you to lift your hands with me. Come on, folks, let's stand together. Come on, the Bible said the king's matter requires haste. Hallelujah. So then we know that God is on our side. Said the other night that we know that God is on our side. If God is on our side, that little child out there, the Bible said a little child shall lead them. That's something, isn't it? A little child comes out. A little child shall lead them. Unless you become as a little child, ye, that is to be innocent, ye shall in no wise inherit the kingdom of God. Folks, tonight God has called ye gods. For he said it's not you living, but Christ that liveth within you. And the life that you now live, you live by the Son of God. And you are bone of his bone and you are flesh of his flesh tonight. So then as we give this altar call tonight, I want you to come right hurriedly. I want you to, the king's matter requires haste. I want you to step out right hurriedly while they're playing on the musical instruments. I want you to come right hurriedly. Don't lag back now. Come on, folks. Step out and make me know that you love the Lord tonight. Don't let anybody keep you back. Remember, this thing is between you and Jesus. No one else. No one else is between you and Jesus. Hallelujah. It's what you believe in Christ. Tonight, God has sent me here to tell you this glad tidings of great joy. There is a Savior that is born unto you. Hallelujah. And this wonderful Savior's name is Jesus. They're coming. Come on, folks. Come on, folks. While they're singing, come on. Come on, step on out. Don't be slow. Step on out. If you love the Lord, step out tonight. I want you to step out tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, folks. I'm going to pray for you. Before I leave the islands,
I want to pray for you. Be sure that you get our prayer, because we want to pray a blessing on you. Don't let anybody stop you. Don't let your carnal reasoning stop you. Remember, the whole thing is a mind. A mind. Maybe tomorrow night we'll speak on the minds. The mind. And there is a mind within you that tells you one thing or another. And remember, there's three minds, and every one of them has to use the same brain, which is your brain. Be sure you understand the mind speaking to you. There's the mind of Satan that uses your brain. There's the mind of God that uses your brain. Are you listening? And there's the mind of man. Your own mind uses your brain. So tonight, be sure you understand which mind is speaking to you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do thy diligence to keep thine heart, from out of it comes forth the issues of life. Every daily issue as to what your life is going to be. It's coming forth. It's coming forth out of your heart. And the Bible said the heart is desperately wicked, deceitful above all things, and who can know it? So tonight, come and let God know your heart tonight. Come and let God examine your heart tonight. Be not confident in your own ability tonight. Be not confident in your own ability tonight. Be not confident in your own ability tonight. Come on, folks. Come on, folks. You say, but Brother Pike, I know that I'm right. Let me tell you something. This priest was an aged man that has studied all of his life, had been with the great Catholic Church and taught people all of their life, and then stood in my presence and said, I taught them wrong. All these years I taught them wrong, thinking that he taught them right. There's many preachers that have done the same thing all down through the years. And there's many people who have done the same things. There's many mothers and daddies that's instructed their children, thinking that they were right, not meaning to mislead them. But beloved friend, the Word of God is right. The Word of God is right. The Bible said, examine yourselves and see if you be in the Word of God. That is to see if you're believing in the Word of God or believing in what someone has told you. Let's believe in the Word of God tonight. Hallelujah. While we're standing here tonight, I'm asking you to come. I feel like many of you tonight need to come. I feel like many of you tonight need to come. Come on, folks. Don't stand back there. Last night, I asked the Lord, I said, why are some of these people standing back there? And the Lord showed me that you was under a constraint of a power that wasn't God. Something has influenced you. And that's why you didn't come last night. Don't do that. Don't let something influence you. I challenge you tonight to break loose from that and come to God tonight. Come and have God's blessing tonight. Come and stand with the children of God tonight. Don't stay back on God. The Bible said rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Stubbornness is as idolatry. You might as well worship an idol. If you're stubborn against God's Spirit, you might as well to worship an idol. If you rebel against God, it's the same if you had an idol and was practicing witchcraft. That's the spirit of witchcraft. That's the spirit of witchcraft. Don't stay back there. Whatever you do, don't stay back there. Don't let anybody stop you from coming. No one in the entire world tonight could stop me from going after God. No one in the entire world could influence me not to follow God. My children couldn't do it. My mother, my father, the minister, the priest, the rabbi. No one could do it. You are a sovereignty tonight. God doesn't want anybody to take your sovereignty. Listen, Jesus said the Nicolaitan doctrine I hate. And the Nicolaitan doctrine is if somebody lords over you, and if somebody controls your spirit, and if somebody controls your mind, that's Nicolaitan doctrine. That's the power of Lucifer. And God said, I hate that kind of spirit. Tonight, don't let it be with you. Don't even let your own fleshly reason have a Nicolaitan thing rule over you. You don't even lean to your own understanding. The Bible said not even to lean to your own understanding. understand. Don't even reason of your own mind what God says, where God's people go. That's what you ought to do tonight. I love you tonight. And I'm glad to see you come. Many others have stepped out. And they've come. But beloved friend, I challenge you tonight. If you've never made the great commitment to God, make that commitment to God tonight. If you want eternal life, come tonight. That's what we're here for, is so that you can have eternal life tonight. So if you don't have eternal life, I want you to come. If you're sick in your body, I want you to come tonight. If you're seeking a blessing from God and encouragement, I want you to come. If you want the devils and demons broken off of you tonight and cast out tonight, I want you to come. God wants to do something for you tonight. Will you come tonight? Will you come tonight? Hallelujah. Will you come? All right, remember this. I'm telling you again, there are more people in the audience that needs to come. Now listen to me. I'm going to bless these people tonight. You people that are in the audience that will not come, you're not going to get this blessing. You're not going to get this blessing. These are going to get this blessing that obey God. The Bible said God gives the Holy Ghost to them that obey Him. And these people that obey God will receive the Holy Ghost, which is life eternal, the quickening of that spirit. So tonight, if you want to receive the Holy Ghost, if you want to receive a blessing, if you want God to do something for you, then come on tonight, folks. Let's break that bondage once and for all tonight. Let's break that bondage that's over the Philippine Islands. Stand with me tonight, and let's break that bondage of Satan that's over the Philippine Islands, of the Nicolaitan rule that is keeping you from your blessings of God, that's keeping you from your health and keeping you from your prosperity. The Bible said, he that the Son is made free is free indeed. And tonight, God's breaking that. He wants you to be a sovereign. He wants you to be free. He wants you to be able to serve Him and follow Him. To he that followeth the Lord walks in the Spirit. The Bible said is of God. To walk in the Spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's right. Come on. Come on. Numbers of people have come. There are a few of them left in the audience now. You that are left, would you come too? You that are left in the audience, would you come too? You say, Brother Pike, we're glad to have you in the Filipino Islands. I came all the way from the USA to prove that I wanted to be with you. Could you at least step out of the audience and come up here to prove that you want to be with me? You say that you appreciate me coming here tonight. I come all the way from the United States to prove to you that. Will you step out of the audience and prove to me that you're glad for me to be here tonight and these people to be here tonight? Will you join with these other people that you may say, we are responsible. We are responsible. We are responsible for the blessings of the Filipino Islands. We are responsible because we've stood together with the believers. Come on, folks. God is drawing the line tonight. He's drawing the line tonight. I can just tell it. And He's saying, who'll step up the line for Christ Jesus? You say you love the Lord? Love Him indeed tonight and do what the minister asks us. Love Him indeed and do what the minister asks us tonight. I plead for your soul tonight. I plead for the blessings of God upon you tonight. Come on, folks. I still feel there's a few more back there. I still feel there's a few more. I feel like God is dealing with a few more tonight. Will you come on? Will you come on? That's it. Step on out. Come on, folks. This is of the greatest of importance. It's a matter of life and death. Come on, folks. Come on, folks. Come on, folks. I can tell your heart wants to come. Come on. Override your own reasoning. Don't lean to your own understanding. Prove the devil can't take hold of your mind and hold you. Someone would say, well, I'd come to the pike if I wanted to. But you got to remember, the devil's talking you out of it. He's stronger than you are because he's talking you out of it. You've got to rise up over those thoughts and prove that he can't talk you out of it, that you've got control of your own life and you've got control of your own body. You'll do what you feel led to do. You know that God is telling you to come. You know that God's telling you to come tonight? Sure is. See them coming. Sure. Come on, folks. Come on, folks. Amen. God bless you. God bless you as you break the yoke. The anointing breaks the yoke. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Just keep on coming. Don't wait for just a minute or two. I want you to keep on coming. David. Okay, Mike. I'm going to pray for him tonight. But I felt tonight that God was trying to say to him. Come on, folks. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost, don't you? Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. Let him come, Mike. Let him come, Mike. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands up tonight. Let's pray tonight. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God tonight, I want you to heal tonight, Father. I want you to heal tonight. Stop the deaf ears tonight, and I want you to make the blind to see tonight, and I want you to make the lame to walk tonight. I want you to heal cancer tonight. Father, give sight in the name of Jesus, and give thy blessings in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands up tonight, and let's love the Lord. Lift your hands up, and let's love the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's believe God. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we lay our hands upon these people, in the name of Christ Jesus, hallelujah, I feel God tonight, I feel faith tonight, Father, heal tonight, Father, heal tonight, in the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, break this yoke tonight, Satan, the Lord rebuke thee in Jesus' name, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, heal tonight, deliver tonight, deliver tonight, hallelujah, lift your hands up and let's love the Lord, folks, Father, heal tonight, oh God, deliver tonight, in the name of Jesus, come on, folks, heal tonight, save these people tonight, forgive these people tonight,
Pastor,
God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, please come up. Minister, come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me lay hands on you tonight. I feel God healing. I feel God healing. Glory to God. I feel God healing tonight. I feel God healing tonight. Hallelujah, I feel God healing tonight. Master, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, heal these people. Father, heal these people. Make them well tonight, Master. Make them well tonight. Glory to God, hallelujah. 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 Father, bless these people tonight. Bless these people tonight. Bless this little mother in Jesus' name tonight. Bless these people, my Father. Bless them in the name of your lovely Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, Father. Bless this mother tonight. Break every yoke, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Heal, my Father. Heal, my Father. Save, my Father. Save tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lift those hands up tonight, folks. Lift those hands up tonight. Come on, folks. I want you to believe with me tonight. Believe with me tonight. I feel the power of God. I feel God delivering tonight. I feel you standing with me in this crusade tonight. I feel you standing with the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Hallelujah. God said you do it to the least of these, you do it to me. Standing with me tonight, you're standing with the Lord. The Bible said if you receive him, that God said you receive God. I come in the name of the Lord tonight. Jesus said, if another had come in his own name, you would have received him. Said to the Pharisees and scribes, I come in my Father's name and you receive me not. Oh, my brothers, my sisters, I come in my Father's name tonight. I come in my Father's name. And the Bible said his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. For a son shall be born, and his name shall be called Everlasting Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I come in my Father's name tonight. He wants to bless you tonight. Lift up your hands, children of God. Hallelujah. God, heal tonight. Heal tonight. Oh, God, heal tonight. Heal tonight. God, forgive. Save tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Father, touch this person tonight. Do something special in this life. Satan, the Lord rebuke thee. Hallelujah. Father, fill this heart with the wonderful blessings of God. Let the wonderful Holy Ghost enter into this body in a great and mighty way tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Come on, folks, say hallelujah. Let's love him with all of our strength, with all of our might, with all of our mind. Wonderful, wonderful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, heal, save, forgive in the name of Jesus. Father, give these people their heart's desire tonight. Give these people their heart's desire tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heal them tonight. Heal them tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, folks. Come on, folks. Brother, let's pray for him. Come on. Come on, Brother Chris. Hallelujah. Let's pray for him. Father, Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah.